Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Hour number two of the big show today on this Tuesday, October the 4th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour. Here we are, first Tuesday in the month of October, 43 degrees and sunny skies. Hope you got your cereal and coffee and whatever you needed during that particular break. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we covered a lot of ground in hour number one this morning. Talked about the kindness of somebody buying my drink this morning at McDonald's. Talked about the weather and how the sky just looks so really beautiful. There's no other word. In the morning during this time of year. Again, sending out well wishes to our friend Phyllis Shirk, who injured her tailbone last week. Got to see her yesterday in the grocery store, so hope she's doing well. Want to remind everybody again, we're going to have a big guest on Monday at 8:30 a.m. This will be a live person. They will be on the air live. And again, the hint I'm giving here is they do have a connection to me, but it's a very small connection. You probably would not guess the connection at all, but they'll be on, and 99% of the people listening will know who this person is Monday at 8:30, October the 10th. I will not be on this Thursday because I have an appointment, so I'll be on tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow morning. And I'll be on Friday morning, but I will not be on Thursday morning. Have an appointment to go to, so don't forget that. And other than that, we tried to call Judy Summers this morning. Still no luck there. We explained Opal Covey and how she got on the air on Friday. We talked about hearing from Lee. We might have to wait till Friday if we don't hear from Lee till I get back to the studio to get his phone number. And let's see. Other than that, you know, I wonder if I saved Lee's number in an email or something. You think I would have written that down after all the time it took to find his phone number at the studio. But apparently I did not. Go figure. So we have not been able to get in touch with Lee, but hopefully we will be able to do that. And again, if anybody knows him, give him a call and tell him to call in. We always enjoy talking with Lee. And I guess the only other thing is the whole... Now it's being called push-up gate, I think. The whole incident with Abby on Friday, where she was supposed to do 20 push-ups in a minute. She ended up doing 17. And now she's a little angry because of it. Now she's put a picket. She says, until you admit... Now, I really can't do this in a voice because it just came to me in a message. But until you admit that I did 20 push-ups in a minute, I am not coming back on your show. And again, yesterday she did not call in, which was very unusual because I said, well, call in and we'll give you your piece to say what you think happened on Friday. She did not call in. And then you know what? She was kind of silent the rest of the day. So this might be lingering with her. And we haven't heard from her this morning either. So there you go. That's where that sits. So, you know, it's one of those things apparently where we have to patch things up. So if anybody has any ideas on how to patch that up, that might need some serious patchwork. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, 17 minutes past the hour here. Would love to hear from you. know you're out there listening and maybe have some idea as to how we can fix some of these problems. 740-751-4038. Or if you have any take on any of these problems. You know, one of the things I was thinking about yesterday, there was an article on one of these social media websites about asking where the Hardee's used to be in Marion. Now, I think there still is a Hardee's in Bucyrus. But we've done this a lot of times on the air, talked about these old places and where they used to be. And people seem to like to revisit that time. I don't know. I think it's just fun to look back on a time of yesteryear and think, well, where was that place? And I think that's why these social media websites are so popular, because people really like to reflect back on a particular time. So I was going to toss that question. Somebody did get it right on the social media page yesterday where Hardee's was. Now, I was alive in those days, so I do remember where Hardee's was in Marion. And you know what? I have no idea why they closed, because they were in a good spot. To my remembrance, they were always busy. And I don't know. I never really got why they closed. But to be honest with you, I don't remember how long they were here either. I know about the time they left, but I don't know when they built that particular store. But does anybody remember where Hardee's was in Marion? 740-751-4038. Now, I'm sure we have mentioned it on the air before, but maybe somebody out there remembers it this morning. Where was Hardee's when it was here in Marion? Now, this was from one of those social media pages yesterday on Facebook. 740-751-4038. Does anybody remember where Hardee's was? And I'll tell you the one. We've done this one 1,000 times, too. But for some reason, every so often, I will get in a conversation with somebody, and they will say, well, where was the last Isley shop at? Now, usually people are in the right area. But for some reason, they always get the spot wrong. And I don't know why that is. Why that is such a confusion for people. Also, the year it closed. You know, people really think it closed a lot earlier than it actually did. Now the ones downtown closed a lot earlier than the other ones, the final one. But the one out on Mount Vernon Avenue really did not close. I'm almost sure it was probably, I'm going to say early 90s. If it wasn't any earlier than that, it was probably the late 80s. But it was open for quite a long time. Does anybody have any information on that, where the last Isley shop exactly was? Usually people, they can remember it was on Mount Vernon Avenue, and they can kind of remember what area it was in, but they always, I don't know why they want to move it from place to place. Maybe a lot of people didn't go to the Isley shop at that point. From what I understand, when it was downtown, a lot of people used to visit the Isley shop. But for whatever reason, when it ended up on Mount Vernon Avenue, and I don't know when that store was built, for some reason, apparently it did not have the customer base that the other Isley shops once had. Because people do not remember even exactly where it was. Now, I'm usually pretty good on that trivia. If I was alive at the time and you say, where was this, where was that, usually I can remember that stuff. But let's take a listen here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I have an answer for your Hardee's.
Oh, go right ahead.
And a story, too.
Oh, go ahead.
They're on Fairgrounds Fairground Avenue when they opened.
Yeah, Fairground, and I think there, that's where the, I believe it's where the car wash is now over there.
Well, I don't know what's there right now, but...
Yeah, I think it's a car wash.
But I remember when they had a grand opening, and they had a giveaway. We put in little tickets into their box there, you know, every time you visited, and win you two meals or four meals or whatever, and... We were ex-employees of Great Rates at the time, and so we were starving pretty much. And so we flooded their entry box there with I guess the entry forms and everything. And you go in there and you'd read your names on the prize list there, and we had, you know, a couple dozen in the two meals and the four meals. We won pretty much about 2 months worth of free food.
Hey, that's not bad.
At a grand opening there. Yeah, it was good food.
Now, what time period would you say that they opened up?
Oh, that was, probably 79, 80.
So they really weren't open very long, because I don't think they were here when in the 90s. I think they'd already left by that point.
Well, it probably wasn't the best location for, for travel. I think for the people traveling, they'd be more drawing on the local population immediately in the neighborhood there. Maybe that wasn't strong enough for them to, for a major franchise to be sitting there.
Well, you know what's interesting about that little area there on Fairground? You know, they built a really full-service grocery store at that time. You know, not the size of Meijer or Walmart, but it was what grocery stores were at that time. It's still over there. King Saver's there now. They had the drive-through, which always did good business. I don't think that's ever been closed up. Faye Bank used to have a location over there in that area. There was another bank in that location for a long period of time. It's one of the few areas they built a gas station, which is still in business to this day. And they used to have the Fair Park Diner, which was, I think, two doors down from Hardee's. So I always thought, you know, you had a fast food place, you had a drive-thru, you had a gas station, you had a grocery store, you had a bank. And back in those days of the 80s, that's pretty much all you needed in an area to be considered kind of a metropolitan area.
Yeah. It's hard to say what factors drive some of these decisions.
Now, do you know where the last Isley shop was?
I'd been there. I have to think about it. It was always on the road heading out of town.
And they headed out of town themselves at one point.
Yeah, they were. But I know I went there a couple of times when you have the chip shop ham and everything. I have to tell you, I'm cheating here. I'm looking in the phone book.
What's
1081 Mount Vernon Avenue.
Well, it's interesting because for some reason, I think it's because of the Isley name and the Klondike that it still comes up a lot. But for some reason, anytime that ever comes up, people, now they can get kind of in the right area of where it was, and they can get what street it was on. But they're always kind of confused on exactly where it was and what year it closed. And I don't think it closed. I'm going to say the early 90s. If it was earlier than that, it was the late 80s.
Yeah. 10,081 Mount Vernon Avenue.
Which I think right now is where the CVS is over there. I believe that was the location because it was over there. There was Perkins and there was Wendy's and there was the car lot. And I'm pretty sure it was where CVS is now there on the corner, but who knows? People move it all around here in Marion. Because Dunkin' Donuts was right there on the corner, so it didn't go down that far. So I'm pretty sure it was on the CVS property.
Well, a little bit of turnover is always good. That means shows that an active neighborhood, at least.
It does. And, you know, there was always a lot of drama in the Isley shop closing because, you know, anytime something closes that's a long time staple like that, people come up with stories. You Oh, they just closed it because they wanted to be out of the business. Oh, they closed it because they went bankrupt. Because I think it was one of those instances where one day people showed up for dinner who'd been going there for 30 years, and there was a close sign on the door.
Yeah.
It's an interesting history.
Unfortunately, some of these places don't give advance notice when they're closing. They go there for the last meal or something like that, but sometimes they just have to get out of town quickly.
Well, they do, and I think they're always afraid that if they announce that they're going to close early, they're afraid all the employees are going to quit.
Yeah.
Which would really put them in a bind.
Yeah.
Hey, well, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Good luck with everything.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Does anybody remember the old last Isley shop here in Marion? Or does anybody remember where the other Isley shops were? Now, that I would not remember. I know they're downtown, and I know we've discussed it before, but it's always kind of good to get back into Marion history here. 740-751-4038. Now, if I'm wrong on that address, somebody set me straight on it, but I'm almost positive that the Isley shop was where CVS is now. I think that's right. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, you're right. The Isley shop, the last location, was out there where CVS is now.
You know what I keep thinking, though, and I don't know why I have a memory of this, is that it was way off the road, that the restaurant sat way off the road. Is that right?
No, it wasn't that. It was not like Perkins.
Just right there on the edge of the road, like Perkins
yeah.
was.
So, yeah, because we used to often going to the Ivory Shop or Perkins, if everyone wasn't the busiest.
Now, what year?
We enjoyed the ice cream at Isley's.
So right.
Take kids there for a treat after school functions.
Now, what year would you say they closed up?
I really cannot remember. But I know we went there in the 80s, so when my kids were in school.
Yeah, I know it was there in the 80s, and I keep wanting to think that it closed maybe in 90, 91, 92, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, I really can't remember. But now, my recollection on Hardee's, for some reason, I always keep thinking Hardee's was out on East Center Street somewhere.
Now, I don't remember. I do know that it was over on Fairground, and I believe there's a car wash there now, because it was right next door to the Duke gas station, right next door there. And I think there is a car wash there now. And I do know it was there. Now, I don't know if it was ever on Center Street or not. I don't remember it being on Center Street. Where on Center Street do you remember it at?
I can't remember. It was out like where they built some of those auto stores, either AutoZone or Auto O'Reilly's. Seems like it was out that far. It was out in there somewhere.
I'm not sure. I mean, I remember the Courtesy Inn restaurant being out there.
Way out by Garfield Park.
Yeah, down
where the old highway of Little Arena was.
Yeah, I remember that being out there, and I remember the Little Red Caboose being there, and I remember Reese Auto Sales, which I think is still out there.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when they built that speedway, though. I think that came later.
The big one.
Yeah, the big speedway.
Gas was always a little gas, but it was a smaller gas station way back.
Right. So I Hardee's might have been in that area, but I do know there definitely was one on Fairground. I don't remember one over there, but I'm not saying there wasn't. There certainly could have been. Now, do you remember the Isley shops downtown?
Yes, I remember when I was back in school. They had it was like a lunch counter type thing, and you go through the line and get your food and then sit down. I went there a couple of times with my dad.
And we've heard so many times about
your style, where you just go through and get your food and then take it to the booth and sit down and eat.
Now, we've heard so many times about the pink Klondike, that you would get one for free if you got. Do you ever remember that?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Neither do I. Now, did you happen to hear the show on Friday with the big push-up competition?
Yes, and I had it on, I was trying to watch the Facebook Live, and something happened right when she was going to do the push-ups. I lost my connection.
Oh, I'll tell you, here's what happened there. What happened was she, which I still don't really understand this, but because she would have been, she really did get down on the floor. I totally agree to that. But she did not want to be on camera doing the push-ups. Now, I don't know why that was, because I don't think the camera would have picked her up anyway because she was on the floor. So I disconnect. She was pretty adamant about me disconnecting the camera before she got down to do it, which is odd because, like I said,
wish she hadn't, because we could have heard. I mean,
right.
To me, it seemed like it was. I don't want to sound accusing or anything, but it seemed like it just that I lost the connection right at the most important time, so that we would have proof.
Right, and you know, it's a weird thing, because it would be interesting to have that proof, because really at this point, I'm not arguing that she did not do it. I'm just saying by the clock I was looking at and count, because I was trying to count her at the same, because I was the only one in the room. I was trying to count her and look at the clock, which I thought I was doing. You know, it's not that hard to say, okay, well, you got 1 minute. When it gets back here, that'll be, you know, time. And when she got to 7, when she got to like 14, I knew she wasn't going to make it, because there were only like 6 or 7 seconds left. So I thought, okay, I don't think people realize how fast a minute goes by, I think is what happened. Because she would have had to have done one every 3 seconds to get there. And that's a lot. Yeah, I don't know. But now she's all bent out of shape. And, you know, I'm not coming back on the show until you admit that I did 20. And she would not call in yesterday and give her side of the story. And I'm not trying to be facetious about this whole thing. I'm just saying, you know, that's what I counted. And I give her credit for doing 17. That's doing a push-up about every, 4 seconds?
Well, I wasn't there, but I can decide with her.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to listen and watch, and then I was so disappointed that I lost my connection right at the most important time. I wish could have had a third person there.
Well, you know what I think we should have done, now in hindsight, as I think about it, what we should have done was actually had a competition. That way, it would not have been based on time. Because I think time is where we got in trouble here. Is that, you know, I think she thinks that I sped up the time, although I don't know why, because we really didn't have anything bet on it. I don't know. But hopefully she either calls in to share her side of the story, or she gets over the angriness of this, and we can figure out something. Because people seem to be interested in it, and that's good. You know, I think people like competition.
Yeah, I just wish there could have been a third person there.
Well, we're...
And with Lee, what... Has something happened to him, or?
Well, not that I'm aware of. Last time we talked to him, he did say, I think, that he had taken a fall, but he was okay. He didn't go to the hospital or anything. But I have his phone number, but I left it at the studio. And so I got to write down that number so I have it here in the home office and at the studio office so I can give him a call. Now, sometimes he sleeps in. So I think when we tried to call him on Friday, he was probably just still in bed is what happened.
I hope he's all right. I hope he has somebody that comes and helps him out.
Now, I do have one question. Now if we were to, because now here's where we are with this whole thing, which I think she contends that I did beat her at the board game, Then we have this whole incident last Friday where she may have gotten there, she may have not. I guess there's just a lot of controversy around that. What would be a competition? Because I'm just trying to figure out something that her and I could do that you wouldn't have to leave the microphone for. We could leave the camera on so there is total proof of it, that we could do in a radio studio. What do you think would be...
Are you all right health-wise now? Are you clear?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, have a third party there that can oversee it, and both of you do either sit-ups or push-ups.
Well, I'll see what I can arrange, because, you know, I don't want this cloud of error over this. You know.
I think that would be the best way to go. I think she would be satisfied with that if you have a third party there to verify.
Well, let's hope. We'll see if we can get it fixed. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 38 minutes past the hour. Now, I don't remember a Hardee's being on Center Street, but I'm not saying it didn't happen. I remember it on Fairground. I do, as our first caller said, I remember it on Fairground where I think it's a car wash is now, right next to Duke. I don't get over there very often, but I'm pretty sure that's what's there. Does anybody remember where the last Isley shop was? Because, again, this came up this past weekend with somebody, and I said, no, it's where the CVS was on Mount Vernon Avenue. But for some reason, people like to argue. But I think two people this morning have already sided with me on this particular one, that is where the last Isley shop was. Or does anybody remember back to when you used to get a pink Klondike, and if you got a pink Klondike, that meant you got a free Klondike? That's very interesting. 740-751-4038. And how can we, because heaven knows, we don't want any controversy. How can we dust this controversy of last Friday's event underneath the rug? We don't need controversy here at WWGH Talk. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Hey, I do remember a burger, like a burger chef or something there on Center Street where AutoZone is. It wasn't a Hardee's, though. I don't remember.
Oh, really? So there was something there.
Yeah, there was something. I think Frank Triano was the owner, because my family owned the whole block where O'Reilly's is now. That's where our family business was.
Oh, really? Now, what was your family business with?
It was Murphy Realty.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I do
remember. We had that for probably 30 years right there next to Hemmerly's Flowers, that whole block right there.
Isn't that Well, you know, I remember the Courtesy Inn restaurant, which a lot of people used to go to, and who didn't ever stay at the hotel. And I remember the Red Caboose being there for a long time. And I remember there being a gas station, and the car lot's been down there a long time. But other than that, I don't remember. Maybe I just didn't go over there for food. I don't know.
Well, somebody out there will probably remember the exact name of it, but I remember walking down with my grandpa and getting, you know, burgers and stuff up there. It was a meat market also at one time. And I remember the guy's name was Frank.
Now, didn't there used to be a meat market when you went down, what's the road? It was on Center, but you would go down, you would turn off Mark Street. You would go down Mark Street, and right there at the light, before you crossed over Center, like if you were going to the library, wasn't there a meat market right there?
I don't know that. I can't answer that one.
So,
but I do remember the little burger place there, and it was kind of like a Hardee's, so I can see where she would think that, but it wasn't called Hardee's.
Now, was it
maybe Burger Chef or something like that keeps coming to my mind. It would have been, you know, it would have been early 80s.
Now,
very early 80s.
Now, would you say that, was it a chain, or do you think it was a local place?
I think it was a little local place, but I'm not, like I said, somebody out there might know the name of it. I was real, you know, little, and I do remember going to that Isley's shop till at least 94.
Oh, 94. So I people who say it closed in the 80s, I keep thinking, I don't think that's right.
No, I remember going there as a teenager after church. So
yeah,
it was at least 94. It could have even been 95 before it closed, but if I had to put money on it, I'd say 94.
Now, before I let you go, because you did call in and let us know yesterday what you thought about the competition. Now, she got a little redneck on us yesterday. I think,
yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, her Kentucky roots came out yesterday, or as they say, her roots came out down there. And, Burger Chef. Mary just sent me a message. Was it Burger Chef?
Okay, that makes sense. That's what I kind of thought it was.
Yeah, well,
I was little. So.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. Well, so, and I, I'm not saying that I'm perfect on the timekeeping here, but now she's throwing a fit, you know, and I'm not going to come back in there until you admit this and da-da-da-da-da. So how
do you think? The last caller had a good idea. Just have a third party to witness it and have a real stopwatch and... You know, do it that way. Because I do think it was a really fast minute. I'm not going to take sides here.
No, I agree. I'll take all sides here because, I was doing both. I was counting and I was watching the clock. But here's all I'm saying, and I know people are maybe. I think people are interested in this. But you know, a minute to do 20. Push-ups, that's a push-up every 3 seconds. That goes by faster than you think.
It does, yep, it does.
Three seconds is not a long time.
I'll put money down on her that if you did it, had somebody with a stopwatch, I bet you she could get to 20.
Well, you know what? Maybe she'll...
It may be right at the 60-second mark, her 20th one, but I'll bet you she can do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. She was out there listening because she sent me a message already. She said, she was doing more than that, and I know it. Plus, it wasn't a minute, so she's still a little hot under the collar under this.
She needs to calm down. She needs to cool down.
Yeah, she needs to. Well, she's competitive, and I understand that, but I'm not trying to do anything bad, you know. And I think this. Do you remember? And this is a last question I'll ask you. But do you remember when she kept saying, "I'm not all that competitive, and I'm not, you know, a sore loser"? Now, I think. This speaks to what I was saying.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
I think once the time came to do the push-ups, she was very competitive.
And competitive is not a bad... I'm not saying it's bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
No, I'm just saying she was denying that she was competitive, but clearly she is.
I think let's maybe give her a couple more days to cool down.
Yeah.
And then maybe Friday you could talk her into coming in again at 12:30 and... get this thing straightened out.
Well, I think it would be, you know what? That would be good if she can come in on Friday because I believe Linda.
You have Linda.
Yeah, Linda will be there, so she'll be a party to it.
There you go.
There we go. Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, well, there you go. Linda will be there on Friday. I believe Linda's coming back on Friday. And we might even have somebody else on Friday. I believe somebody else possibly might be coming in. I hope. Haven't seen her in a long time. So there might be two witnesses there on Friday. And that'll kind of be this crescendo, which people are interested in. Now, again, I offer her to call in. I know she's hot under the collar. I know she's angry. She's angry with me. And I understand it. But call it. We got 13 minutes left here. Go ahead. Call in. Say where you think I'm being unfair, and we'll straighten this all out. We'll shake the rug, and we'll get this fixed. See, I think there were several things that went wrong on Friday. We shut the camera off. That was bad because that killed any kind of proof that we would have. What else did we do on Friday? Well, I was doing both. I was trying to keep track of time, and I was also trying to count. That might have been part of the problem. And again, that's a push-up every 3 seconds. Now, think about that. Now, going down is going to take a second, and going up is going to take a second. So every 3 seconds, that's kind of difficult. A minute goes by faster than you think. Have you ever watched those game shows like Password, where you have to get 20 words in a minute or something? You know, the time goes by a lot faster than you think. And I think the person who's not looking at the clock, which would be the person who's competing, would probably not realize how fast time is going. That's all I'm saying. So Abby, I know you're out there listening, and I know you're a little hot under the collar right now, but we've got 12 minutes left, 11 minutes left now. Call in, just say your piece, and maybe we can get this all patched up. You know, as they say, communication is how we fix problems. Communication is how we handle things and we make things better. And, you know, communication is how you solve things. So there you go, 740-751-4038. And again, I know she's hot under the collar. I know she's angry. She'll say she's not, but I know she is. And it's just the competitive spirit. You know, like when you go to the Olympics and you don't win, you get angry. You say, what did I do wrong? Was it the other team? Was it the referee? Well, my goodness, look at that Ohio State game this past weekend. The coach got up in the face of the other coach, and my goodness, it was a knockdown dragout. But again, we want to thank Mary for giving us the name of Burger Chef, which may have been the burger place down on Center Street. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But I just want to be on the record today that for day number 2, I have laid out the red carpet, and I have said, Abby, call in. I will not interrupt you. You can say whatever you like, where you think I was faulty, and the listening audience will hear you. Well, I don't know what she said something, 25 push-ups, 22-second video. Well, I don't know what that means. Call in. Don't be stubborn. Call in. We've only got 10 minutes left here. And we'll sort this out, and it'll all be fine. And then, you know, we can all be happy, and God bless America. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, we should have left the video on, although the video would not have picked up what was going on because she was down on the floor. And I don't think we could have aimed the camera that low to where she was, because pretty much that camera just shoots the other side of the table. But Linda will be there Friday, as far as I know, and possibly somebody else. So it would not just be on me on Friday to count these things. So there you go. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, you have my open invitation to call in now with 9 minutes left to go, and we'll settle this out. Because, you know, the wars were stopped with communication. Heaven knows. 740-751-4038. I'm trying to figure out, though, what she means. 25 push-ups in a 22-second video. Is she saying she did a 22-second video and did 25 push-ups, or there's somebody who did 25 push-ups in a 22-second video? I don't know what that means. But no, I mean, I'm sure people can do push-ups faster than 60 seconds. I'm sure there are many people who can do 20 push-ups in 60 seconds. But it is 3 seconds a push-up, if you look at it. I mean, and also it would be kind of the same thing for sit-ups. I mean, you go up and you go down. You go up and you go down. You know, how long does it take you to go up and down? Seconds are not long periods of time here. That's all I'm saying. And again, I concede that it was not a competition. She said that yesterday. She's absolutely right. It was not a competition because I did not do anything. So there you go. 8 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Well, apparently she's still steamed because we're not getting a phone call. And I know she's listening, so day number two of her being ticked with me. But hopefully the tickness subsides and we can solve everything and go down the road as happy as we always were. Happy as clams. Again, don't forget a big guest next Monday morning at 8:30. Again, 99% of the listening audience will know who this person is. And there is a little bit of a connection with me. Not a big one, but there is a little bit of a connection. And I will not be on Thursday. I have an appointment on Thursday, but I will be on tomorrow and I will be on Friday. So don't miss tomorrow's show and don't miss Friday's show because I certainly will be here. But Thursday, we should have some good repeats on, so don't miss that either. That'll be worthwhile. So we're running out of time for her to call in because really we just got today and tomorrow now before Friday. 740-751-4038. And I will say this. We have had fun the last couple Fridays. And I thought last Friday's conversation was actually a very good conversation. And that's why I feel badly that this has ended so roughly. So we just have to figure it out. All right. 6 minutes left to go. No Sarah yet. Boy, I'll tell you, Sarah was one of the biggest components players in this entire thing last week. And we have not heard from Sarah yesterday, today. I hope she's doing okay. Hopefully she didn't take under the weather or anything. Maybe the buses are just running busy the last couple days. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if anybody has anything they'd like to add. Oh, here we're getting a phone call. This will be good. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Shall receive.
Well, I've missed you. We've been talking about your favorite subject the last couple of days.
Okay, so I went to Cricket. I go to Cricket Wireless, and I told them that, like, none of my apps are working. My internet only works, like, half of the time. And the man explained that my phone's outdated. He's refreshed it a couple of times, but he said he can't keep doing that because the way he explained it to me is he said the life expectancy of a cell phone nowadays is about 2 years. And I've had my phone for 4 years, so.
Well, that's interesting. I did not know the life expectancy.
I don't really have the money right now to get a new phone, so I'll just have to, if the apps and the internet want to work, they want to work. If they don't, they don't, I guess.
No, I understand. So with our 5 minutes left in the program today, because apparently, Abby is ticked with me, and she ain't calling in, what do you think?
Well, I agree with the other caller. No one referees their own competition because naturally you're going to stack the deck.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the competition because I didn't do anything.
Right. So here's what needs to happen. You need to have a referee. I'm volunteering my services. And you need to have like some kind of competition. You need to time her. Don't set any kind of preset, oh, let's see if you could do 20 push-ups in a minute, da-da-da-da. No, you just need to start a stopwatch. I just need to start a stopwatch, and I'll see how many can you knock out as opposed to how many can she knock out. And that would be a perfectly fair competition because everyone, just doing their own thing with the push-ups. It's not like if you arm-wrestled her, like if you were stronger, because you're bigger and a dude, that's kind of, not fair, but if you do a push-up, you're just pushing up your own body weight.
Right, which is what I've said before, and like I say...
See, that's what you do. I came up with a solution, and you're like, oh, yeah, that was my idea.
No. I'm just saying when it came to the other events that we had talked about, I always felt that being a male would give you a leg up anyway, so...
I don't think you would have a leg up on me. I could take you.
No, I'm not, and you told people Friday night that I said I could take you. I went back and listened to the tape. I never said that. What I said...
I asked you. I said, you've seen me before, Scott. Do you think you could take me? And you said, yes!
No. What I meant to say was... I think what I was trying to say was that I know I could take her because she just... And I'm sure
she's petite, isn't she? She's probably like one something, right?
Did she what?
I said she's petite. She's probably still like in the 100s, right?
Oh, probably.
I don't think you might can beat her, but you don't want no big mama drama.
No, I'm just saying, basically this is all based on her. I'm sure there are a lot. Well, there are kids.
Well, listen, you're about to have to get in that dugout, and I got to get on the road soon. So what's up? Do you need me to come in there and put my white black striped shirt on?
Well, we got to hear from her. She's all bent out of shape.
Abby, if you're out there in listener land, I got you. I'm gonna get this figured out.
Well, we'll see. Let's hope.
I got an hour for lunch. So we can make this happen.
All right. We'll see what happens. We'll see if she gets there.
Well, I don't know if I'm done talking. Let's stay on here for like another 10 seconds.
Now, you just said I was heading to the dugout a minute ago. Now.
Well, here, what do we got, like a minute and a half?
2 minutes. We got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. T-10. Bye.
No, I'm just saying, all I'm saying, just so I can straighten this out here in the 2 minutes we have, I'm saying I don't believe I can take anybody in any kind of arm wrestling match except her, because I've seen her and I know her. And number two, I did not speed up the clock. There would be no reason for me to speed up the clock because I wasn't winning anything.
Well, there's only one way we can eradicate the cloud of dishonesty.
Well, yes, I agree with you, but she's angry now. That competitive spirit kicked in and she's ticked. And, you know, I don't know how we untick her.
We just have to, like, clean slate and then, like, everybody meet at the OK Corral at high noon and we got to do the dang thing.
Well, haven't I been sincere this morning in my apology and let's fix this and blah, blah, blah?
I think that my phone was probably inoperable during your moment of sincerity, if there was one.
Well, it was very sincere. And then the last message I saw from her was 25 push-ups and 22-second video, which I'm still not sure what that means, but yes, I'm sure people can do them in 60 seconds. I'm just saying that didn't happen on Friday.
Well, if you let me be the judge of that.
We'll see what happens. Hey, safe driving.
Wish me luck. I just got to be in the bus. I hope I don't get stung.
Don't get stung.
All right, toodles.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll see where this drama continues. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio.
Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
The dog in the bank, world famous from St. Martin.
Is that called sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no. Sangria is in Italy. This is guava berry juice.
Guava berry.
Have you ever heard of guava berry?
I have had a lot of guava berry juice. Non-alcoholic.
This has got guava berries in it in the bottom, and it's called guava berry rum.
Oh, okay.